Democratic State Senator Tim Carpenter says his bill is inspired by the 11-month-long strike at the Tyson Foods plant in Jefferson. In fact, he decided to draft it when he learned the Milwaukee-based QPS staffing agency was sending replacement workers to fill the jobs of striking Tyson union members. He says he hopes the bill will put unions and management on a more equal footing in resolving strikes.
The balance between of power between labor and management has shifted so much because what people are doing now to break a strike is just hiring temp workers. And it's not fair, and I think it's something that needs to be changed and needs to be changed immediately.
Union leaders say if Carpenter's bill had been law last year, it would have definitely shortened the Tyson strike. Brian Murphy is the secretary of Local 538 that represents the workers in Jefferson.
If there were no replacement workers, that would have forced their hand, you know, to bargain with us a lot earlier than they did.
But Scott Meyer says Carpenter's bill is anti-business. He's the president of QPS, the company that provided Tyson with replacement workers.
I mean, if a company runs into a situation, they have to have resources available to continue making their product or doing what they do. And this is a resource to get them or keep them productive essentially overnight without disruptions to their operation.
Carpenter's bill may run into legal problems. Federal labor law protects the right of companies to hire replacement workers, and states can't preempt federal laws. A similar replacement worker ban passed in Illinois recently, but it's already facing a legal challenge. Carpenter says he'll address that issue when he holds hearings on his bill soon. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.